Today, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to learn Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnayos are going to discuss different chumras that Truma has over Kodesh for a variety of reasons. Now, in general, an Am Haaretz is not believed to protect himself or his objects from Tuma. We assume that he and the things that he owns are Tame, because an Am Haaretz doesn't know the halachos of Tuma and Tara, and therefore he can't possibly be careful about them. So the Mishnah is going to discuss certain cases where an Am Haaretz is believed to protect his food, Bitahara. So Chomer B'Truma should be one of the Chumras that we have about Truma more so than Kodesh, should be Yehuda Ne'eman Mal Taras Yain V'Shemen Kol Yemos Hashana. That in Yehuda, the Am Haaretz are believed to say that they guarded their yayin and shemen of Kodesh throughout the entire year, and they're allowed to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash if they're makdish the yayin and shemen at the time of the season where they're pressing the olives and the grapes, because at that time the Amei Aretz are going to be believed to guard it b'tahara. So since if we don't accept the Kodesh from them, each one is going to go and build a bamali atzmo and is going to be makriv wherever they want. So it was very important that we accept this from Amei Haaretz. Ubishas Hagitos, and at the time of the gas, where they crush the grapes in order to make wine, vehabadim, and at the time that they crush the olives of the olive presses in order to make oil, afala truma, they're even believed to say that truma is tahora. Avru agitos v'abadim, once the time of the pressing of the olives and the grapes passes, ve'eviu lo chavish al yayin shel truma lo yikablena mimenu. And an Am Haaretz brings a kohen, a barrel of truma wine, the kohen should not accept it from him with the assumption that it's tahor. He should not assume that it's tahor, because the Am Haaretz at that point are already not trusted about the tahara, because the rest of the year they're not so makbid about the tahara. So this is one of these chumras that we have of truma over kodesh. A yayin and shemen of kodesh, if they're makdish at the time of the gitos and the badim, they're believed to bring it even later on. But when it comes to truma, they're not believed to bring it later on. They're not believed that it's tahar when they bring it later on. Aval menicha legas haba'a, but the Am Haaretz can leave it until the next season of winemaking, and then they're going to be believed that it is tahar, and the kohen could receive it at that time with the assumption that it is truma tahora. V'im omar lo hifrashti l'tocha revi'is kodesh ne'eman. But if the Am Haaretz tells the kohen, I put into this barrel of truma one revi'is, a revi'is halug of kodesh, then he's believed that the entire barrel is tahar, because once we're believing him about the kodesh and it's mixed in with the truma, we believe him about the truma as well. The Mishnah now brings another din where we believe Am Haaretz about tahara. Kade yayin v'kade shemen, jugs of wine and oil hamadu ma'os, that are mixed, that are a mixture of chulin and truma. Ne'amanim aleim, the Am Haaretz are believed about those jugs and their contents. B'shas hagitos v'abadim, at the time of the olive pressing and the wine pressing, because that's when they're believed about truma. So once you're going to believe them about the truma, we believe them that the chulin that's mixed in there is good as well. V'kodem legitos shivim yom, and not only that, even 70 days leading up to the time of the wine pressing, they're believed, because during that time they prepare their kelim for the gitos and badim, and they already start to be makbid about tumentara at that point in time. So main point over here in this Mishnah, an Am Haaretz is believed about taras hakodesh, but not taras hatruma, with the exception of the zman of gitos and badim, where they're even believed about taras hatruma. Says the Gemara now. The Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, where we said that an Am Haaretz is neman al taras yayin v'shemen of Kodesh in Yehuda, b'Yehuda in, that it's dafka in Yehuda that the Am Haaretz is believed on the tara of his yayin and shemen for Kodesh. U'b'galil lo, but it sounds like in Galil the Am Haaretz is not believed. So my time, why would we say that he's believed in Yehuda and not in Galil? So Amreish Lakish Mnesha Ritzua Shal Kutim of Sekes Beinahem, because there's a place that's Eretz Ha'amim that's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, that separates between Yehuda and Galil, and the Chamor goes there in Eretz Ha'amim, that Eretz Ha'amim is Metameh. So someone who wants to go from Galil to Yehuda, where Yerushalayim is going to have to pass by that Ritzua, that strip of land, and everything's going to become Tameh when he passes that strip of land. So there's no way to bring from Galil to Yehuda, even Yayin V'Shemen that belong to Chaverim, that belong to people who are trusted normally in Tumatara. There's no way to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So I ask the Gemara, why is there no way to bring Yayin and Shemen Yemen, Betara, from the Galil. V'nesiv b'shida teva u'migdol. Why don't we put the jug of wine or oil inside a box of some sort where that's made out of wood and carry it in the air, and that way the jug that's contained inside that box will not become tame by passing through that strip of land, because the box will form an ohel that's chotzet b'fnei ha'tuma, that blocks the tuma from hitting the contents of the box. Hamani Rebihi. So the Gemara says, who's our Mishnah assuming? Like, it must be assumed like Rebbe, Da Amar Ol Zaruk, Lav Shmei Ohel. When the Mishnah makes the assumption that it's impossible to bring it, Bitara, it must be assuming like Rebbe, that a moving Ohel is not called an Ohel, and therefore it can't block the Tumah. Titania, Nichnas Eretam, Shid Tev Migdal, Rebbe Metamek, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Metayer. If someone enters Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Ha'amin, in a box, Rebbe says you're still going to be tameh because the box is not going to be chotzeitz b'fnei atuma. But Rabbi Yosef Rebbe says you're going to be tahar because the ohel zaruk has the ability to be chotzeitz b'fnei atuma as well. Ohel zaruk is a very critical sugya in halacha. When it comes to kohanim flying on airplanes, it becomes very relevant la halacha, the notion of ohel zaruk, but not for now. So now the Gemara asks that there's still another way to bring the yayin and shem b'tar, even if the old ohel zaruk is Lav Shmei Ohel, v'laisua b'klicheres hamuk of tzamid pasil. Why can't they put it inside a klicheres and seal the top of the klicheres? A klicheres can only become tame from its inside, not from its outside, so it should be able to protect all of its contents from becoming tame. So Amar Rav Lazar shown in Ein HaKodesh Nitzol b'tzamid pasil. The Tanayim learn in a brisa that anything that is Kodesh or will be Kodesh is not protected from tumba in a sealed klicheres. This is a not to allow a sealed klicheres to be considered to have saved its contents from tumma because of gzera of chatos, that minatorah, it's not nitzol b'tzamid pasil, as we'll soon see, and therefore there's no way to bring the yayin and shemen b'tahara from the Galil. Ay vatanya ein chatos nitzelus b'tzamid pasil. The Gemara asks, but the Brisa says that the water for the efer para aduma is not the mei para is not protected by tzamid pasil. My lav hakodesh nitzol, but doesn't that imply that every other type of kodesh is in fact protected with tzamid pasil? Lo, says Gemara, no, that's a bad diuk. The diuk should be that dafka mechatos, which you already mekadesh with the ashes, are not nitzol b'tzam pasil. Hamayim she'enon mekudashim nitzol b'tzam pasil. The diuk to make is water that you filled up for the purpose of the efer chatos, but is not yet kodesh. That, meaning you never, you have not yet put the ashes in it. That is saved with the tzam pasil, and it's still kosher to be mekadesh afterwards. But Kodesh is not Nitzol B'Tzamid Pasil. So the Gemara asks, how can you say that there's no possibility to bring Yayin Hashem B'Tara from Galil to Yerushalayim? V'hamar Ula Chavraya Midkan B'Galila. The Chaverim in Galil would make their wine and their oil B'Tahara in order to bring it to the Mizbeach. So you see that it's possible somehow to get it from Galil to Yehuda. Says Gemara, Manichin, these Chaverim would leave the wine and the oil that they made B'Tahara to bring to Yerushalayim, that the reason they would do this is not because they knew how to bring it b'tahara, but they were hoping that Eliyahu HaNavi would come and he would show them the way to be able to bring it b'tahara. So that's what they were doing. So now, so the Mishnah had said, actually before we go on to what the Mishnah had said in the next little piece, let's do main point over here. We cannot trust Nama Aretz Shebegalil to bring anything to Antares HaKodesh, because in order to get to Yehuda, he has to pass through a strip of land of Eretz Ha'amim, and there's no way to pass through that strip of land. There's no way to pass through that strip of land without being metame, whatever it is that you're carrying. And then another main point, there were chaverim who would make shemen and yayin b'tahara in Galil, but they would leave it there until Eliyahu HaNavi comes and shows them how to transport it properly. So now, the Mishnah said, u'bishas hagitos ne'manam af ala truma. When it comes to the time of the gitos, of the wine pressing, the Amei Aretz are believed even about truma. So the Gemara asks, Uriminhi, I'll ask you a stira from Mishnah Maseches Taharos, Hagomer Zesav, a person who finishes pressing his olives, Yeshayer Kupa Achas, Vietnanala Ani Kohen, not finishes pressing, finishes all the work that has to be done prior to pressing the olives, the preparation that's done. So he should leave one box that he does not make shemen out of, one box of olives, and give it to a Kohen, and he will make shemen out of it, so that the Kohen can make sure that the Zesim were not Huchshel Kabel Tumah, and the Kohen himself will do it betahara, and from that the Am Haaretz will be mafresh truma on the rest of the shemen in the Beis Habad. So why does the Mishnah say that the Am Haaretz has to leave some that the Kohen is going to make the Shemin himself, b'tahara, and the Amaretz is not believed? Our Mishnah says that b'shas hagitos and b'shas habadim, the Amaretz is believed. So Rav Nachman lo kasha, ha b'charfi, ha ba'afli. The Mishnah that says the Amaretz is believed is talking about when they bring their olives to the Beis Habad early, that's when Amayarats are believed about Tahara, and the Mishnah Maseches Taharos that talks about Amayarats not being believed and that the Kohen's got to do it all, that's talking about the late harvest of olives that are brought to the Beis Habad when most people are already done, and that's not called the Zman Hagitos or the Zman Habadim anymore. Amar le Rav Ad Barava Kigon Mai. Rav Ad Barava says from Nachman, who are these people that are not believed? Do you mean to say that the Makdimim are not believed, or do you mean to say that the Ma'afilim are not believed, the early people or the late people? So Rav Nachman says, Ka'osun Shal Beis Avicha. We mean the late people, like in your father's house. Those are the ones that are not believed. So the Gemara brings another teretz to the stira between the two Mishnayis. Rav Yosef Amar Begalil Shanu. The Mishnah in Taharos that does not trust in Amar, it's talking about in the Galil, and the Bnei Galil are not believed about Taharos Yayin Veshemen for Kodesh or for Truma. And our Mishnah that talks about an Amar being Neman is talking about in Yehuda, like we already explained. So Gemara says, Eisvei Abaye, that answer is not satisfactory, Abaye asks, because Ever Ayardin Vagalil Harein Ki Yehuda Neamanim Al Hayayin B'Shas Hayayin V'Al Hashemen B'Shas Hashemen, that the Ever Ayardin Galil have a status of Yehuda with regard to the Amei Aretz. Amei Aretz believed about Yayin at the time of the Gitos and about Shemen at the time of the Badim. But not in the reverse. They're not believed about wine in the time of the olive pressing or oil at the time of the wine pressing. So it's a kasha from this Brisa on what Rav Yosef said, that in the Galil they're not believed at all, because the Brisa says beferish that they are believed. So we have to say like the original Teretz that we gave, which is that the distinction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Taros is the distinction between Charfi and Afli, those who are early in the season and those who are late in the season. So, main point number three, I guess, on this Amud, someone who's late to bring the Gitos is not Neman on the Taras HaTrumos, but someone, Baranama Aretz in Galil, is Neman Bishas HaGitos. He is Neman at the time of the Gitos. So maybe that's a good stopping point. We'll stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem will pick up from the bottom of Chaf Hayam Aleph next time.